Okay, today's daf is Shavuos, daf Yud Zayin, 17, and we continue. Boi Rava, so yesterday we had a lot of discussion related to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. We talk a little bit more about that today at the start of the daf. So Boi Rava, second to last line on Yud Tez Zayin Amabes. Tzarech, and just to keep in mind the Parsha Shir is tonight on OU.org. And last week's shiur related to Lifnei Iver is up also on the OU website, and the daf continues here on Project Sinai. So, Boi Rava. Sarach Shehiya Lamalkus, so ain't Sarach Shehiya Lamalkus. We just said yesterday that in order to be chayav a karban, karban ola v'yored, if somebody becomes tame while they are in the Azara, and we learned about the sources yesterday, Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, but we learned that one has to stay in the Azara and not go out right away. If somebody becomes tame and immediately realizes and forgets and then goes out the shortest way, then that's not a problem, Kisara. But if they go out Ba'arucha, so then one is chayav. What is Baruchas? So we spoke about Shir Hishtachava, the time it takes to bow, a bowing that takes a certain amount of time, which is Pishi Adayim Raglayim, which is spreading out hands and legs, not just a bowing with our heads or our knees. So by Rava. So Rava asked, is that time requirement needed also if I did the Avera B'mezit to get Malkus? The whole discussion we had yesterday was if it turns into a shogeg. For a shogeg, to be chayav the karban, you have the time requirement. But what if I'm a mazid? If I'm mazid, if I do not immediately go out of the Beis HaMikdash, I stay in there. But it's, let's say, less than the time of Shehiya Shelesh Tachava. So do I need the time requirement for Malkus or not? Sarach Shehiya LaMalkus? Oh, ain't Sarach Shehiya LaMalkus. Do I need it for Malkus or not? Rashi says, bottom Rashi, Im Hisru Bo Shelo Lamod, if he was warned, hey, Yatame in the Azara, don't stand there. The Amat Pachos Michdei Shehiya, but I stood there less than the time it takes. So, what is the halacha there? La carbon gemiri shehiya, la malkas lo gemiri shehiya? Is it that I only have a misora, that for the carbon you have the time requirement, but not for malkas? For malkas is immediate. If it's mezid, there's a different mechayev for shoging and mezid, and for malkas, you don't need a time requirement, you chayev malkas right away. O dilma, or I say no. Bifnim gemiri shehiya, lo shtan lakarban lo shtan lamalkas. No, this aveira of pnim, of inside the azara, applies always. It doesn't matter whether it's for a karban or whether it is malkas. Doesn't matter. So the Gemara does not answer the question. Teku. Where it has a Tishbi Atari, Teliyah Navi, Beth Hashem will come and answer. Tosis points out, which Tosis is this? Tosis on the next Amud, which should be, right, the Tosis is just out of order. Second Tosis should be before the first Tosis. Sarach Shehiya LaMalkus, Betime Atzmo Bishogeg Airi. The case that we're talking about is, we were Metame ourselves, the person was Metame himself Bishogeg. Meaning, what happened? What's the Shogeg here? And what's the Mazin? So it must be talking about a case where he became tamei b'shogeg. Avalamaya sheretz b'migdash. If there was a dead insect in the Beis HaMikdash, the hisru bo shelo yitma atzmo, and he was warned not to make himself tamei, and he makes himself tamei, then for sure yachayv right away. That's an issa daraisa. Below sheyanami milkalaki. That for sure is a problem. So the hechi timsi, the case in the Gemara, must be a case where there was time atzmo bishogeg. That's what Tosfos says is the hechi timsi. The Gemara Tosfos then, the next Tosfos discusses, what are we talking about here? Malkus for which aveira? For not leaving the Beis HaMikdash when you're tame. What type of aveira is that? What type of lav is that? Lechora, that is a lav shein bo maisa. L'chor is a lav shein bo maisa. What kind of malchus are we talking about? We learned earlier in the Masechta, first parak, lav shein bo maisa, ain't lokin alav, according to most Tanoim. Right? So what? So Tosfos says, Tosfos on the fourth medium line, v'hach ha'ayri l'mandam lav shein bo maisa lokin alav. Right? Maybe this has to be according to the other manda amar. Remember we said there's a machlokas Tanoim. By a lav anita glase, then everybody agrees, ain't lokin alav. The machlokas might be if something is considered a lav anita glase. But lav shein bo maisa is a machlokas. So maybe that's one answer that it's according to the other manda amar. Inami airi l'inyin iser malkus v'lo l'inyin chiyuv. Fascinating answer. Tosfos says, maybe we're talking about the alumdus, the theoretical malkus, but not a lamaisa malkus. What does he mean there? That it's an aveir that you should get malkus for, but you don't get malkus because ain't lamaisa. That answer might relate to the following question. Because you might say, but all these lavim that you don't get malchus for, are they really lower level lavim? They're less extreme? Or is it just gzeres hakasev? It's not dumi delav tachasim. It's not similar to the iser of muzzling, which is next to the source in Kisetzi, Abraham Yaken, who is next to losachsam sorbet isho. But fundamentally, it's just as bad, but you don't get malchus. What's the nafkamina? Number one nafkamina is machlokas achronim. Are you pasul edus for a lav sheim b'maisa? Because the Rambam quotes, this is what we didn't get to discuss because it was on Shabbos' daf. The Rambam quotes that when you pasul edus, two types of pasul edus. Either rasha d'chamas. Rasha d'chamas is if you do an aveira that relates to money. If you steal or if you gamble. Anything that relates to money. If you take interest. Or if you do an aveira that's chayiv malchus or worse. Right, so that's two types of pasul edus. So the question is, what about if somebody violates a lav sheim b'maisa, so they don't get malchus? So you're going to tell me that it's not they're not pasul edus? So you might say, no, if it's inherently a lav that should get malchus, but there's a poter of dumi de lav tachasima, then you might say inherently, you are pasul edus, because it is a lav. Mashenkein, you might say no. Or do you say that's the dumi de lav tachasima, if you don't have that, then inherently it's a lower level lav. So maybe Tosfos here was alluding to that issue. That issue of that, oh, there is really Malchus. It's an Isser Malchus. Okay, Lamaisi, you're not going to get it. But there's an Isser Malchus here. So maybe Tosfos is alluding to the idea that inherently they are Chayave Malchus. The only other way to get out of this, what's another way to get out of this? Either it's according to the Mandamar Lav Shema Maisa Logan Alav, or you say it doesn't really mean Malchus. The other way to get out of it is to somehow interpret this case as a Lav Sheishba Maisa. Even though it's about a person not leaving the Azara, but we have discussions in Rishonim, a little bit here, similar to cases of shatnez. If somebody's walking in the street and I see they have shatnez on, do I have to tell them that they have shatnez on? They don't realize they have shatnez on. What if they're wearing one shirt, and if I tell them it's shatnez, they're going to be naked without that shirt, in the middle of the street? So if it's a Durabanan, okay, the Gemara says in Brachis, Kavod Abrius is Doche Yisurei Durabanan, which Pesach Shem we'll get back to later on today's daf as well. But let's say it's a Doraisa. So the Gemara is Machalik in some places between Kumvase and Sheivaltase. So wearing Shatnez, is that Kumvase, is that Sheivaltase? Is that Yeshba Maisa, is that Eba Maisa? Similar question, yeah?
Is that one of the examples that was brought in
the Gemara? Right, the Gemara talks about Shatnez there, yeah. The Gemara at the end brings the Sugya, and Daf Yutas, Daf Chaf, and Brachas. But yes, it was discussed there, but that's, you know, is that the Gemara talks about. There's a Tosfos in Yevamis, I think on Daf Peites or Tzadik, maybe it's on Daf Tzadik, that talks about, do you say Asi Dochalosa say by Tzitzis versus Shatnez? When is the Mitzvah of Tzitzis? When is the Isser of Shatnez? The Mitzvah of Tzitzis is when you put it on, the Isser of Shatnez is... So it has to be at the same time. So there also the Rishonim talk about, the Tosfos there talks about, is it be'inna, is it at the same time? Because if it's at the moment you put on the Shatnez, maybe the Shatnez is a Yeshba Maisa, because it's the Maisa Levisha. It's not what happens afterwards. So again, that's another way to try to get out of this this question. What's the whole Havamin here of getting Malchus for Shehiya in the Beis HaMikdash? So either it's according to the other one, the Amar, it's the Isser Malchus, or maybe we could somehow define this as you went in originally. So maybe it's the Maisa Knisa that you never finish, something like that. You got to work it out. You got to work on it. But that's another possibility. Okay, weiter. So Teiku, no answer to that question. Just one other ha'ara. The Ritva here says that there's also another issue here. Not only a problem of lav sheim b'maisa, but what about the principle of hasra'a safek? I mean, that's also come up in this Masechta. A lot of major sugyas come up in Shavuos. Hasra Safek. What's Hasra Safek? If you remember different types of Hasra Safek, but what the general definition is, where I give Hasra, and there are other factors involved at this moment, so it's not Dafka that right after I warn him, he's going to do the Avera. If somebody has a gun, and I say, if you kill this guy, you're going to be Chayav Misa, and the guy shoots the gun. Boom! That's it. That's Hasra Vadai. What's Hasra Safek? The case that we had earlier was, a husband and wife are married. The husband dies. The wife gets married immediately, right after the husband died. And then she marries somebody else. And she has a baby 7 months later. And she's not sure who the father is. So then what happens? This baby grows up and he sees two people in front of him. And he's about to hit one of them. And I say, hey, you're not allowed to hit your father. This might not be his father. So even with the Asra, there's another issue that's involved. These are all different types of Hasra Safek. So Hasra Safek is also where there's a time lag. If there's a time lag after the Hasra before the Maisa, that's also called Hasra Safek. Maybe he'll forget the Hasra. Maybe it's not going to be Mitzuref to the act. So here too, You're going to give him asrah, and then he's going to have time to walk out. So isn't that asrah safik? So the Ritva says, either, again, lamanda amar asrah safik shema asrah, or maybe the case is where he's standing right inside the azar. So all he has to do is take a step out. And if he doesn't go out, mamash, he's chayv, is over the aveir right away. That's the other Hechi Timsi that the Ritva suggested. So that's the another answer the Ritva gives. Good, so we have no answer to the question. Teku. Boy, Rav, next question. Tala atzmo ba'avir azara. Mahu. What happened if somebody hangs themselves? They're not on the ground. They hang themselves in the air space of the Azara. Mahu. So is that, and they're tame. Does the Isser of Tumah B'Mikdash apply if you're not touching the ground? Maybe you're hanging in a, let's say you're in a crane. In a crane. Somebody holds you in a box of the, when you go in. Ki Gemiri Shehiyah Debasish Tachava. Maybe I only require a time minimum when you're able to bow down if you're on the ground. But if you're not in the world of bowing down, you're in the air, you don't need that. You're chayv right away. You don't need that time element. Odilma bifnim shehiya gemiri. No, or maybe inside, the iser related to inside, you learn shehiya loshtam badasa shachava, loshtam la basa shachava. No, chilik teku. Right? No answer. Again, no answer given. Tosa's quotes on top. Tosa quotes a girsa which we don't have. Some Rishonim do. Isvarm de Garsi. Avir Azara ka Azara dami olo. Tosfos has a girsa that maybe this is a general Kala Torah Kula question. Not just does the Isra of Knesset LeMikdash apply, does the Isra of Knesset LeMikdash and the minimum shear of Ishtachava, does that apply if you're in the air or not? Which sounds like a very limited type of question. The requirement of Shehiyah by Knesset LeMikdash Betuma. But Tosfos has a girsa, it's a general question. Does the airspace of the Azara have Kedushas Azara or not? That's the question. Tosa says, if that's the question, then I have a problem. Because there are three other Gemaras that assume one of those stadim. The Kasha, the further, look in Zvachim, Perakol Absulin, Omar, Tami Shechaz Yadu Lefnim, Chayiv. If a Tami person sticks his hands inside the Azara, just sticks his hand in, he's Chayiv for Knesset LeMikdash. Why? To be of a Mikdash Shmabiyah. Because partial going in is considered going in. But one second. How could the Gemara here have the suffix of your Azar or not? The Gemara there assumes yes. Or Perakol Apsulin. The Gemara there earlier, the next off in Zvachim. The Gemara there is talking about a Mitzora. A Mitzora, as we know, at the end of when he becomes Tahar, so he has to stand outside of Shar Nicanor, right? The famous doors of Nicanor, outside the Azara. He stands there and he sticks in his thumbs and his big toes to get sprinkled on, to get the oil and the blood sprinkled on from his karbanis. So the Gemara talks about what happens if the mitzora is also a balkari. So he can't stick his balkari, he's not allowed to go in. So what is he supposed to do? So that's the Gemara's problem there. The Gemara says, V'yamrit, b'yam mikzah, shma b'ya, hechamal yadeh b'bahonos. That's the Gemara's question. What's he supposed to do? But one second, the Gemara is saying, if we're saying here that it's not clear that the Avir Azara is Kazara, so he should say he can. Maybe Avir Azara is not Kazara. And Odi quotes another one. He says, there's a if it's not Kazara dummy, amazing, how could the Kahanim take the parts of the animal up to the top of the Mizbeach? When you're on the top of the Mizbeach, you're up there in the airspace of the Azara. You're not in the Azara anymore. So maybe they should be Nifsal Biyotze, says Tosfos. So Tosfos says, we don't have that Girsa. We don't have that girsa. Avir kazara is lav kazara, right? We don't have that girsa. We just have the girsa that we have. That it's a limited question of when you're inside the base of Migda, when you're inside the azara, in the airspace of the azara, do you need the shear of hishtachava for this iser? Other Rishonim, the Tosfos Arash and the Ritva, defend the girsa, and they say don't make such a big deal. Even if you want to say you have the girsa, you could still say there's a difference between our gemara and the other three cases. Very mistaver chilik. What's the difference between all those cases and our case? All the other cases, sticking your hand by the mitzora or sticking your hand in, those are all about your feet are on the ground. Or your feet are on the mizbeach. So there, for sure, we say avir kazara kazara. In all those cases, you could say your hands are nigra basar guf. If your guf's on the floor, so your hands are on the floor. That's why it would be okay. Masha'en kain, you could be considered on the ritzpah. Here we're asking if the whole body is in the air. So maybe that's why our case is different than the other cases in Shas. The other cases in Shas, your feet are on the ground. But Asha Enkein here, if you are totally in the air. Okay, this is an issue of Avir Kazara Kazara, and the Gemara ends off again, Teiku. Okay, this is related, I think I brought it here. This is a big sugya, again, not for now, but a big sugya of flying over Harabais. Avir Kazara Kazara, right? All the posts can discuss taking an airplane over Harabais. Right, the Sharm Sein Balacha quotes in the air. We've quoted Rav Schechter in the past that discusses Oel Zarek, Shema Oel or not. It's an article about it in Nikvi Atzon. We generally assume that it is a problem. It is a problem. Avir Makam Hamikdash Niskadish Ad L'Rakia. The Gamdafka, he quotes other issues of Oel Zarek, and then he quotes the other issue of Mashish Noagin Lahaklas Etzbos Betoch Hastakim Shabakosal Maravi. What about, we're talking about airspace and bia b'miksas. What about sticking your fingers into the kosel? What about putting kvitlach into the kotel? Major machlokas haposkim. Right, Rav Shlomo Zalman was not a fan, Rav David Zal quotes, in his Sefer on the 3 weeks. At the end, we was all upsukim, so he was not a fan, but other poskim are makel. It's only the outside wall of Harabayis, and the inside of the wall, so don't have Kedusha. But, hine yeshecha sheshu, sheovi achomek, tushasak lefnim, obi b'mitzah shmabia, Rav Tukachinsky, v'od, he says, v'yeshecha tzu, shein lachush lazeh, most poskim, the Maral Diskin, and the Torah's Chesed, v'chein helu l'maisesh kosel zeh, eino kosel azara, kosel Harabayis. But anyway, this is a major discussion. What's the source of putting a kvitl in? What's the earliest source that we have putting kvitlach into the kotel? So this is a fascinating story that's quoted in many sources. I'll quote it here from a nice version of it from the Tamei Amen Hagim. The same for Tamei Amen Hagim on page Reish Ayin. So on the top, he talks about the Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh spoke about a lot last year, Pashas B'chukosai, 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Pashas B'chukosai. That's the Arachayim HaKadosh. He's buried on right outside the walls of the old city. So the Arachayim HaKadosh, on top, it talks about that he had a minhag of going to Meron every Lag BaOmer. So on the bottom, he says, once I'm talking about the Arachayim HaKadosh, let me tell you a fascinating story about the Arachayim HaKadosh. One time, somebody came to the Arachayim HaKadosh in a terrible matzav. And he was poor, and he didn't have any food, and nothing. His family was starving, and he was davening, go, please, please, please help me. And the Arachayim HaKadosh, you know, was moved by the man, and he wanted to do something for him. V'tzakas adal hikshif loshia v'kasav piska al klaf piksav ashuris. He wrote a little petek. He gave him a bracha. The nasam b'yada shel ani. He put it in the hands of the ani. It's the Arachayim HaKadosh, right? 1600s. Va'amar lo, a little bit earlier. Va'amar lo, tachzik heitev b'yadcha piska zos. Take this. Hold on to this. V'telech yashar etzel kotel maravi. Go to the totel. Ubein avnei hakodesh techapeitz makom chalal ma'at. V'sham tasim v'taniach az hapiska v'telech lebeischa. V'tiyel elecha liyeshua. Go put this petek into the kotel, and you'll have a Yeshua. Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh. But Ish Asa Kain, he did, he took it, v'hechzik, u'bederech halichaso, on the way to the kotel, nasa b'chutz ruach sa'ara. An unbelievable windstorm started as he was walking to the kotel. Ache hishtach me'al rosho kova elyon. His hat flew off. He didn't worry about his hat. But then what happened? V'nisha b'kova tachlo, he still had his yarmulke on. So he had his yarmulke, he's holding onto his yarmulke in one hand, and he's holding onto the petek in the right hand. I guess he didn't have pockets. V'ruach asar v'yisal me'al rosho, all of a sudden a huge wind came and picked up his other. He's picked up his yarmulke, and now he's nothing on his head. And as he went down to try to pick up his yarmulke, the wind took the petek, and it flew out of his hand. He came back to the Arachayim, and says, this is what happened. Obviously, Minashamayim, they don't want you to put the petek into the kotel. But you see from the power what it would have done. But then the story continues. It says on the streets of Yerushalayim the petek was found, and on it said Chaim Ben Atar. That's our Chaim Hakadosh's name. Veheviu lefnei Hakadosh. Veheviu lefnei. Where is it? I'm sorry, I lost the place. Nivza b'chavdi Yerushalayim pischa anash chazam alei Ben Atar. Veheviu lefnei Hakadosh. Va'az ra'u shayakasiv ba lahashchina hakadusha kaviyachol. Bazeh haloshin was written to Hashem. Achuti rayati yonati tamati. Bazekin shir hashirim. Avaksha barachamim lashpia parnasatova laploni ben floni. V'chasam alav shmoa kadosh anal. Whoa. Right? That's the Arachayim HaKadosh story about the kvitlach in the kotel. So whether you believe in kvitlach, you don't believe in kvitlach, the Arachayim believed in, at least in this way. Page Reish Ayin in Tameh Hamin Hagim. Right, one other source related to Avir Azara Kazara is an important Tshuvas HaRadvaz. The Radvaz has a tshuva. Again, the Radvaz always has fascinating tshuva, is always wonderful to read. So Radvaz has a tshuva in Beis Tuf Reish Tzadik Aleph. He was asked, Odia Chadaiti, this 1500s, Imuter Likanes La'alios, remember, I think I told a story in the past. One time I was learning in the Beis Medrash for a summer a number of years ago. How many years ago? 16, 17 summers ago. And I remember I walked into the Beis Medrash, I have all the Sfarim. I was learning Masech, I happened to be learning Masech HaShuas that summer. Anyways, I had all the Sfarim there, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Rishonim, and then I had a Radvaz that day. I don't know why I had a Radvaz. So the Radvaz was in the pile too. So I remember one of the Rabbanim from the Beis Medrash, it was the Lakewood Beis Medrash in Borough Park. So I was learning there for the summer. So then he comes over, he's like, no, what do you have there, So I'm not going to have some Rishonim. So he looks at it, he's like, you're calling the Radvaz a Rishon? He starts screaming at me, the Radvaz is not a Rishon, he's the beginning of the... I'm like, okay, and I wasn't meaning some adoctic, mostly Rishonim, whether you're at the Radvaz on the border, 1500s, right, around the time of the Beis Yosef. Okay, anyway, so that story makes it stick out of my mind. The Radvaz. Anyway, so the Radvaz writes, "Emuter likanis la'alios habenuyos saviv la'beis hamikdash." It seems that in the time of the Radvaz, there were apartment buildings built right around Har HaBayis. It wasn't like cleared off. There were apartment buildings built around there. And porches that stuck out. So he wanted to know, people asked him, are you allowed to go into those porches? So he says, Da, shelo kol ha'alio shavos, velo kol ha'rucho shavos, v'tzorech omed yafe liros ezo muteres v'ezo asuri. You got to figure it out. Ki adavar barur, because let me tell you, shetachas ha'kipa, under the mask, sham evan ha'shasiyah, beli safek, ha'nikra etzlam al askara. Al-Aqsa Mosque, right? One of the mosques. So he says, under there there's Evan HaShasiyah, and that's the place. Big discussion in the scholars, whether that's really where Kodesh Kodashim was, or it's a little bit more south. You're going to tell me the Mishnah says that Evan HaShasiyah was three etzbos from the ground, and that's where the Aron was on, and we ask them, Shana Alpiyam Va'amrushi Gavoa Mikarkos Akipa Gimel Komos, they say it's a huge rock, Vandarom Mibachut Sha'olam Lakipa Madrigos Harbi, we see that they go up. He said, I've read another tshuvas. They've done so many excavations there that they've dug down. That's why it's much bigger. He says, that's not true. Old Amar Ha'akum, and they also say, Akam Sheish Tachas Akipa Ma'ara. They also say there's a cave under that rock. V'shahamalachim harishonim ratzu ladas mahayasham. And the kings over the past generations wanted to know what's down there. V'shilshlu b'nei adam l'socha umesu. They lowered people down in there and they all died. V'sagru osas, they closed up the cave. U'mal'uha afar ad hayom hazeh. Eid adam yodea ma yesham. V'karov etzli, and you know what I think? Shenomar lahem oshamu sheha'aron gan oshama. L'ficha chayichofren u'la yimsu osa. They went to look for the aron. Right? They went to look for the Aron. That's why they went down there. That's why it's so low. Went down because they were digging so many times. That's why Evan HaShasiyah is so much bigger than it was then. The Gam Shamati, they went to find it. Anyways, that's what he thinks. That is the true Makom. And therefore he says, if you have, and he says, because we assume the Chumrah, Avir Kazara Kazara Dami, like our Gemara says, the Tosfos says, if you live in an apartment that has a porch that's within 11 Amos, on the west side of that spot, you can't go there. Because we know, the wall, from the wall of the Azara to Kodesh Kodashim was 11 Amos. That's the smallest. And it goes through each of the directions. How many Amos were there? You think the Mishnah in Tum and the Mishnah in Midos. Mishnah in Midos aren't halakha l'maisa, 100% halakha l'maisa. Right? If you live so close to there, by the Kotel that we know, that's Har HaBayis. That's not Azara. But here he says that's, anyway, he goes through the whole tshuva here. You can look it up in Beij, Tuf Reish Tzadik Aleph. Again, Avir Azara Ka Azara Dami. Okay. We go weiter. Exciting daf. Boy Ravashi. Every daf is exciting. Boy Ravashi. Timei Atzmo B'mezin. Ravashi says, what happens if somebody made themselves Tomei B'mezin? Right? This is why the Rishonim said earlier, like we saw the Tosfos, that the case you became Tomei B'shogeg. What about Timei Atzmo B'mezin? Mahu. Ba'ones Gemiri Shehia B'mezid Lo Gemiri Shehia? Do we say that the whole idea of Karban is only if you became Tamei Ba'ones and not B'mezid? O Dilma B'fnim Gemiri Shehia Lo Shta'ones Lo Shta'mezid? Doesn't that make a difference? Take you again, another unanswered question. Boy Ravashi, another question. Nazir B'kever. This whole discussion that we're having is a Kohen, a Kohen in the Azara. What about a Nazir in Beis HaKfaris? He also has an Isser of Tumah. So, do we say there's also a time requirement there? Boy Shehiya Lamalkis, O Einot Sarich. Bifnim Gemiri Shehiya Bachuslo Gemiri Shehiya. So here it goes the other way. Do we say it's only a din of Azar, but not a din in Tumah, like in Beis HaKfaris? O Dilma, Bonis Gemiri Shehiya Losha Lefnim Losha Bachutz. Or, it's Ones, and it doesn't matter if it's in the Azar or not, if somebody becomes Tameh Ba'ones, when they're not allowed to become Tameh, so that's going to be, you're going to need the time requirement. So take you again, we don't have an answer. What's the case here of Nazir Bekever? How did you become Tameh Ba'ones? It says here, you are Ones. So how did you become Tameh? So Rashi quotes on the second skinny line, quoting from a Gemara in Nazir, that you went into the Beis HaKfaris in a box. Beshida Tebo Migdal. And then all of a sudden, your friend wanted to play a practical joke on you. Maybe he didn't know you were a Nazir, maybe he did. But either way, he ripped off the roof of the box. So all of a sudden, the air, the Tumah air of the cemetery makes you Tameh. So you were Ba'ones, so therefore, that's how you became Tameh Ba'ones. Asks the Rashba, one second, you're already Tameh, so what's the problem? In the Beis HaMikdash, you're bringing Tumah into the Mikdash every second, so you got to run out as quickly as possible, but a Nazir, once a Nazir becomes Tameh, what, there's an Isser to become more Tameh? If he's already Tameh, if a Nazir's Tameh Mace, does it become more Tameh? So says the Rashba, yes. Yes, you learn it from a Maseches Smachas. Maseches Smachas, we know one of the Maseches Ketanis, was Maseches Smachas all about? It's all about Hilchos Avelos, that's why it's called Smachas. Lashon Sagi Nohar. So there he talks about a Kohen who's burying his father. A Kohen goes into the cemetery to bury his father. So once he's down in the cemetery, could he help out with burying other people while he's there? He's already in. Sounds like from the Maseches Smachas, he's already in the Betocha Kever. So maybe he's talking about they used to have caves, you know, and barely. Once he's down in the cave and he's Tameh, can he stay there and lower other Mesim in? So the Maseches Smachas mess. I all made Vakovers Meso Achuk Betocha Kever, Mikabel Meacher Mekover. He could get others once he's still down there and touching his father. But Piresh, Harezelo Yitma. But once he left. Nitma Bobayom, what if it's later in the day? He's still Tameh, so nothing halachically happened. He's still Tameh Mace. Is there a problem for him to become Tameh again? Rabbi Mitarfin Mechayiv, Rabbi Kiva Poter. Rabbi Tarfin says you're Chayiv. Because even though you were Tameh Mace, now you're out of that circumstance, you can't become Tameh Mace again, and we paskin like Rabbi Tarfin. And that's what the Gemara is going on here. The Gemara here is going Lashitas Rabbi Tarfon, that once, even though somebody is Tameh already, then they can't become Tameh. Again, this is against the Shita of the Ravid. There's a Ravid in Hilchos Naziris that says otherwise, but this is what we paskin like Rabbi Tarfin, and this is what the Rama paskins, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. That is why the Rashba even ends off. The Rashba says, Hilkach, he quotes his Rebbe the Ramban, Kohen Shemes Lo Meis, Shumutad Li Tameh Lo, Halacha Lo Meisa, when a Kohen, who buries his one of his seven relatives, so we know he's allowed, maybe even a mitzvah to become Tameh, right, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, one of the seven relatives, and he goes to the cemetery, the Kohanim are buried on the edge of the cemetery, not only so that they can come and visit, they're not Tameh themselves the next time, but right after they finish burying their father, they're not allowed to become Tameh again, through another mace, they can't go with the Dalai Lama of another dead body. So that's where they're buried, because of the funeral. The Ramban says, Koin Shemes Lo Meshu, Mutuli Tameh Lo Tzarechu Lizayr L'Kovro B'Sof Beis HaKvaris, Kedei Shelo Yikanis L'Beis HaKvaris, V'Sheli Tameh B'Kivros HaKherim, Kishe Yifrosh B'Kivrei Krova V'Yetzei. That's the Ramban. That's the Rashban. That's what the Rambam says in Ilchas Avel. That's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Pass in Shulchan Aruch that a Kohen cannot make himself more Tameh. Just one other fascinating discussion, and then we will continue. This is where a lot of the action is on today's daf. The Ramah in Shin Ayin Beis, talking about Tumas Kohen. Talking about Tumas Kohen, making himself more Tameh. What happens if a Kohen's sleeping in a house, and somebody dies in the house? Do you have to wake him up? You have to wake him up. What if he's naked? That's the case of the Ramah. So first of all, do you have to wake him up? Not too, if you have to wake him up, is he allowed to put clothes on before he leaves? So Kohen Sheshochev Arum, Ba'ol Imames, Velo Yada, Ein Lahagidlo. Don't tell him, hey, wake up! Wake up, there's a dead body here. You know what you do, says the Rama? Yikru Stam. This is a Truma Tadashan. Say, hi, hello, could you come here for a minute, please? So if you just say that, he's going to get his clothes on before he comes out. So Yikru Lo Stam, Sheyetze, Kedesh Yabash Asmo Tchila, Avalim Far Higidlo, Asr Lahamten, Asher Yabash Asmo. Got to run out. That's only if it's Tumadar Raisa. Tumadar Rabbanan, not because Kavad Abrius is Doche. That's part one. And then that's if he's Shochev Aram. He doesn't know. I'm sorry, that's not the sleeping case. That's just if he's there and he's taking a shower. What if he's sleeping? The Ramah says you got to wake him up. You got to wake him up in order to get him out. Says the Pisachei Tshuva. Listen to this case. Pisachei Tshuva quotes from the Shaar Ephraim. B'maisa Shahaya. Right, there was a story that there was a series of houses, a complex. Think of a home complex where all the houses form a square, and there's an area in the middle. And there's a porch that goes out, and it's all one connected porch. So what happens? The Kohen was in one of the houses. And they told the Kohen there was a mace there. So he ran out into the middle courtyard. And what happens? He couldn't get out. Because he's going to ride out, he's going to make himself tameh if he goes to under one of the roofs. V'zehaya b'chodesh shvat be'esha hakar gadol. It was the middle of the winter, and it was freezing out. V'shabbos, fine, it was Shabbos. And he had to sit, and so they weren't going to bury the guy, they weren't going to take him out on Shabbos. So he had to wait till lemosi Shabbos ad yom aleph achar chatzos. He had to wait 24 hours standing in the middle of this courtyard because he couldn't make it get out. So the Shaila was, I guess this is what happened, and they went to the Shaar Ephraim afterwards to ask him, did we pass it? He was machmir. He didn't know what to do. So the Shaar Ephraim discusses, maybe if you ran out straight through right away, ain't Bray Road will be okay. Because if he doesn't stop, sure, if he had to go to the bathroom, and if there's no bathroom in the middle, because if it's in the summer, and anyways, that's an interesting discussion about Tumas Cohen. Again, all these discussions, Cohen sleeping, Cohen doesn't know. That's all discussions of Tumas Cohen. Okay, Vaita, two dots. Says the Gemara, Balu Barucha Chai Bixarapata. The Mishnah said, if the back to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Cohen is tummy in the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to go out the shortest way, then he's pata from a carbon. He goes out the longer way, he's chayv. Amar Rava. So here we're going to talk about what Rabbi Kiva Eger already said was alluded to in the Mishnah. If you go out the shortest way, it doesn't matter if you walk very slowly, right? You take baby steps, right? The heel next to your big toe. Even if it takes you all day, you're going to be putter, as long as you went out the shortest way. Boy Rava, what if you stopped along the way, but smaller stops than the Shehiyah Kdeyash Tachava? So all the Shehiyahs add up? The Tif Shalom Yididei. One second, why don't you prove it? Because from the previous line, it says, if you went out the whole day, what do you mean? You obviously stopped in the middle. No. You must have stopped if you took the whole day to get out. No. Hasam Dloshah. Maybe you just went extremely slow, but you didn't stop at all. So there's no raya from there. So no answer to that question. Boy mine Abaye me Rabba. Abaye asked from Rabba. Bolo ba'arucha. So Rabba, who's Rabba? Who's Rabba here? Which Rabba are we talking about? Rashi says, Rabba bar Nachmeni. Shahaya Rabba. Right, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni was one of Abaye's Rebbeim. Rabbi Nachmeni, the Chazal say elsewhere that he was the one that made up a nickname for Abaye. What was Abaye's real name? Nachmeni. His real name was Nachmeni. So Rabbi's father's name was Nachmeni. So he didn't want to call Abaye by his father's name. Even though he's calling him, he meant Abaye, but he made up the nickname Abaye. Abaye is an acronym, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Abaye was an orphan. So Pasukin Navi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all the Yasomim. Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. That's what Abaye stands for. Rabba made it up because he didn't want to call Abaye by his halachas and Shulchan Aruch. If your father's not there, if you don't mean it to call, but anyway, he was being extra pious. So he made up the name Abaye. So that's Abaye asked for Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Balo Baruch Hashir Katsara Mahu. What happens if you ran out the long way, but you got out at the time that it would have taken you to go out the short way? So Mahu Shir Gemiri. Was the issue a time issue? The chibalo baruch hashir katsara pater. Therefore, if you ran out the long way, you're still going to be pater, because as if you went out katsara. Odil madafka gemiri, or no, don't. It's not a time issue. It's a mitzias issue, geographical issue. Baruch hachayv katsara pater. So Amar Lei Rava answers him. Lo nitna arucha lihidachos et slow. No, the long way is not allowed to be pushed off by him. Meaning, the long way is always usser. Doesn't matter if you run out. The long way is always usser. Ask the Gemara, Maskevah, Reb Zera, Ela Dekai Malon, Tomei Shishimish B'Misa. One second. If you remember back from Masechah Sanhedrin, we had a whole long brisa, Daf Pei Gimel, Pei Beis, Pei Gimel, listing off all the Averis that if you do B'Misa, you get Misa B'Dei Shamayim. Whole long list. On that list was a Tomei Kohen who does Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. He's Chayev Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So one second. Tomei Shishimish B'Misa, Hekim Shkachasla. How do you ever have a case of a tamei that's meshamesh, that's chayim misa b'dei shamayim? Why? Idolo shaha, if he ran out right away, if he wasn't in there too long, so yechi yavad avoda. How do you do avoda? Avoda takes time. V'idah shaha, and if he stayed there, bar karisu, then he's chayiv karis. What do you mean misa b'dei shamayim? He's chayiv karis. So be manifshach. Either it's chayiv karis or it's chayiv, or he couldn't do the avoda. So what exactly is the mitzias, is the case here? So iyamet bishlama shiure gemiri. So if you say the issue of the distances on the way out, it's a sheer issue. It's not a specific path issue, but it's a question of time. So then mishkachaza, then you could have an answer to this question. To honest nafshi biksara of an avoda. What happens if you quickly did an avoda and then you ran out? So then in that case, after your mishamesh, and it all added up to less time than it would have taken you to go out the long way. So then you say there's zochi of karis and you're chayim mitzvah shemayim. So if it's a time issue, you could think of a mitzias. Ella iyam redafka gemir. But if you say it's specifically long path, short path, and even if you run out, it doesn't make a difference. Seicha mishkachasla. So what's the case? It was either too short to do avoda, or if it's so long, you're chayiv karis. So Amar Abaye, my kush, Abaye says, what's the problem? Mishkachasla, I can figure out a case that you do a very fast avoda. Go shabab b'ksara. You went out the short path, v'hafach b'tzinora. On your way out, let's say you're a kohen on top of the mizbeach. On your way out, you turned over a piece of meat to make it burn better. That's part of the avoda. That's also considered avoda. Ukeder Rafuna, Damar Rafuna, Zar Shavach Betzinora Chaimisa. Like Rafuna says, a zar that turns over with a fork, with a pitchfork, he's Chaimisa. That's considered an avoda, and that takes a second. So no problem. That's the case that you weren't in there long enough to get kares, but you were in there long enough. You did an avoda, so you're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim if you did it b'tumah. The Rashba says there are other avodas that are also very short, but this is just one example. But any avoda that is short can be included. Rashi says here two important words. Third skinny line. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Kidrafuna damar what zar shavach mitzinor avodahi shemikarev ichulo." Rashi says, because by moving around the meat on the fire, you cause it to get eaten, to get burned up quicker. Getting burned up quicker is significant. Is a significant act. So the Ritva, this is a concept that comes up in many other areas in Halacha. I'll quote you three. The Ritva quotes two of them. The Ritva says, one second, if you do avoda, it's significant. So why is it, asks the Ritva, that in Hilchos, Bishul Akum, you know the Halacha is a Bishul Akum, that a Goy is not allowed to cook for a Jew. If you look in Halacha, it's a Bishul Akum, says the Ritva, sorry, where is it? Next page. Said the Ritva, we know, Hiniach Yisrael Basar Agabi Gechalim, if a Jew puts a piece of meat on the coals, Uba Atem V'Hafachba, and the Goy comes and turns it over, gets it cooked faster, it's mutter. Doesn't that show me that making it cook a little quicker is meaningless? Our Gemara says, if a Jew makes the carbon cook a little quicker, you're chayiv, which means it's significant, it's an avoda, and by bishalakum, ask the Ritva, you see, if a Jew put it on the fire and a goy makes it cook faster, it's mutter. You see, it's not significant what the goy does. Says the Ritva, you're comparing apples and oranges. When it comes to the avoda, it's anything that hastens the burning. That's significant. Any part of the process. When it comes to bishalakum, what's the rule? We know, Bishul Akum, three requirements, right, in a nutshell. Bishul Akum, three requirements for it to be usser. You need all three for it to be usser. Number one, it has to be something that's not eaten raw. Eino nechal kamo shu chai. Something that can be eaten raw, there's no Bishul Akum. A guy can warm up water for me, start to finish. Why? Because water can be drank raw. So, each of these could be discussed at length, but let's just mention them. It can't be eaten raw. Number two, it has to be a chash of food. What's called nechal shulchan alachim. Number three, a Jew has to do the entire process. It has to be Bishul Yisrael. I'm sorry. A goy has to do the entire process for it to be Bishul Akum. If a Jew takes part in any part of the cooking, that's not called Bishul Akum. That's not the Gzeira D'Rabbanon. So you can't compare. So if a Jew does any part of it, that's not called Bishul Akum. That's called Bishul Yisrael. So a Jew taking a part in any of it. And that's what we paskin. If a Jew, if you come home and the goy had put something on, a Jew could do it. If a Jew did some of it, a goy could continue. As long as a Jew, Yad Yisrael Be'emsa, that's fine. There is a machlokas rishonim. What if it's already cooked, machlo ben drusoy, by the goy? It's already a third or a half cooked. So is that okay? So we paskin, it's okay too. We paskin Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch discusses that. As long as it's not fully cooked, it's also okay. We and Ashkenazim, Deloka Shulchan Aruch does not paskin this way, but the Ramah quotes the Heter, what's called turning on the oven. The Ashkenazim paskin, even lighting the fire. That's also part of the process. Shkiras Kisim. Right, that's the Ramah quotes that. The Svardim, again, do not hold of that in most cases. But again, that is, see, don't compare me. It's apples and oranges. But that's another place where Kirev Bishulo comes up. If a Jew does any type of Kirev Bishulo, so that is Mutter. The other place where this comes up, of course, is Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos. We paskin, any type of hastening the cooking is an Isser D'oraisa on Shabbos. Hasten the cooking. If I move something closer to the fire, it would get cooked in 4 hours, and instead it gets cooked in 3 hours. That is an Issa D'oraisa, right? Hastening the cooking on Shabbos, just like Kirev Ihulo, Rashi here says is part of the avoda. We paskin on Shabbos any way that I hasten the cooking process is an Issa D'oraisa. If I stir the chalent and the chalent is not fully cooked, Shulchan Aruch says it's an Issa D'oraisa. That's Bishul D'oraisa. Shulchan Aruch says Shin Yud Ches. The end of and the Shin Yud Ches is the Simen in Hilchos Shabbos about Bishul. Says the Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Ches Yud Ches. Ha'ilfis Hakadera a pot shehavir and murusachan mi'al gabi or you took them off the fire. Im lo nisbashal kol sarcho. If they're not fully cooked, ain motziin bekaf mehem shenimsa megis. V'ika mishum avashel, stirring a pot, the contents of the pot, moves stuff that was further from the fire closer to the fire. That's the Isser of Megas, that's stirring. Stirring a pot that's not fully cooked is an Isser D'oraisa on Shabbos, because that is Kirav Bishulo. We paskin, those who referred to us by some of the Hilchos Shabbos Shiurim, know that we paskin a chumrah. A chumrah of the kut, so known as the chumrah of the kolbo. The kolbo says that if something is on a fire, even a covered fire, it should not be stirred, even if it's mevushal kol tzarcho. That's the chumrah of the kolbo, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. All the posts can quote it, even though maybe it's a gzeira mishum atu ain mevushal kol tzarcho. But halacha l'maaseh we pass in that way, and that is why lechadchila, if I want to take chalent, if I want to stir the chalent on Shabbos, even if it's on a covered fire, and even if whatever case may be, so I should take it off the covered fire. And then have in mind to put it back, all the conditions that are needed to return something to a covered fire on Shabbos, the Tzraim of Achzara. Lichadchila, I shouldn't be storing it. If I want to add hot water, whatever it is, it should not be done on the fire because of that chumra of the kolbo. But talking in Daraisa, that's the Rabbanan. But in Daraisa terms, Kirav Bishulo is a problem. Another example of Kirav Bishulo that's quoted by the Poskim is putting a pot cover back on. Putting a pot cover on a fire, on a pot that's not fully cooked, is also Kirav Bishulo. You get the temperature up. Or Rav Ribiat quotes another example. I think it's from the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos quote, I don't have it in front of me. The Shmir Shabbos quotes, let's say I put in water into my urn right before Shabbos. Right before Shabbos. So even on Shabbos, it's not boiled yet. Even on Shabbos, it's not boiled yet. So it's Shabbos already. You know what the Shmir Shabbos says? I have to be careful, because if I take water out of that urn, I am reducing the volume of water in the pot, in the urn, and it's going to cook faster. So is that grum, is that direct? Either way, it's in the world of Kirev Bishulo, because you are hastening the cooking of the rest of it. But that's this Gemara right here of Kirev Yichulo. Kirev Yichulo. Okay? Let's continue. Says the Gemara. There's more, but again, those are three examples where it comes up. It comes up by Avoda, it comes up by Bishul Akum, it comes up by Hilchos Shabbos. I saw the Sharm Sian Balacha quote some post and talk about it by matzah, by baking matzah, Zafias matzah, so it might come up there too. Okay, Vaiter, Gufa, fifth line. Amar Afun Azar Shavak with Sinarach Ayamisa, Azar, a not coin that does the Avoda. What Avoda? Even just pushing the meat to make it cook faster? Chai misa. So, hey chidami, what's the case? Eat lo hafachla, lo ma'achli. If had you not turned it over, it wouldn't have been burned. Kita, then obviously you did everything. Vid lo hafach, and if you lo hafach behu nami lo ma'achli, and if it would have burned anyway, my kovid, what'd you do? So that's what the Gemara says. Lo tzricha di lo hafach behu miachli betarti shoy. It would have taken 2 hours. V'hashem miachli b'chad shaita. And now it took 1 hour. The Hakamash Balan, and that's the Chiddush, the Kol Kiruvi Avoda Avodi. Like what Rashi already said. Hastening an Avoda is the same thing as doing an Avoda. That itself is also significant. Period. Next sugya. Amar Rav Oshia. Be'ina de'ime milsa. I want to say something. U'mistafina mechavre. I'm a little worried. I'm scared of my friends. I'm not sure if I should say this because I know there's an easy kasha on it, but I'm going to say it anyway. Hanichlos l'bayis hamenuga derech achorav. If somebody goes into bayis hamenuga, we know there are two tumas that are passed through ohel. through a tent, being in the same house. Tumas sheretz is not. If I'm in the same house as a dead insect, that does not make me tummy if I don't touch it or carry it or move it. But if I'm in the same tent, same roof, so I'm tumas ol is only tummy meis and saras. And a bayis hamenuga. So if I'm in the house, if I walk into the house of a bayis hamenuga, but I walk in backwards. Derech achor. If I walk into a bayis hamenuga backwards. V'yafilu kula chutz b'chotzmo. If I walk in, my whole body is in the house except my nose. My nose sticks out. It's a source for Jews' noses, right? They're significant, right? So if I walk into the house, and my whole body is outside the house except my nose, inside the house except my nose, tar, I'm still tar. It says if you walk into your house, derech bia asra Torah. That's the drasha I want to say. Haba means you go in the normal way. If you go in backwards, that's not going to make you tummy. If your whole body went in, so then you're totally in. That it's no worse than you're being in there and then the tumah comes in afterwards. So if you go in totally, the poskim assume that you're going to be tummy mimanafshach. But if you still have a little bit out, not. But I'm worried about my friends. Why? Mustafina michavre. I'm worried because they would ask me, ihachi kulonami. But even though we assume, but why don't you say the same thing about kulo? Even after you're in. So amarava no. Kulo lo gara mikalem shebabais. As I just said, kulo is no worse than anything else in the house. Doesn't matter how it came in. There's a difference between making yourself tummy the second you come in, the bia, or just the messias of your being in there. As we know, before the Kohen declares a house to be a house of Saras, you get everything out. Get everything out so that it doesn't all become tummy. So anything in the house already is tummy, so once you're all in, you are all in. Asks Tosfos, what happens if you go in straight? At what point do you become tummy? If you go in the right way, the straight way? When rove of your body is in. Top line of Tosfos. V'im nichnas derech panav, mishenichnas rubo tummy. If you go in straight, then once the rove of your body is in, then it's tame. So asks Tosfos, look about two-thirds of the way in Tosfos, first word in the line is v'tema, v'tema, so the derech achor of nami. So when you go backwards also, why don't you go by rove? Why don't you say rove by backwards? Kishen nechnas rubo ye tame mitam rubo kikulo. If your whole body goes in your tame, so why don't you say rubo kikulo, principle that we have in many places? So answers Tosfos, no. If you say that it's rove, then there's no difference between going straight in and going backwards. Then what's the whole drasha about? So the drasha is teaching me something. It's got to be a difference between straight and back. And therefore, it must be that backwards, you don't go ruba kakolo. Tani nami hachi. Same idea we have, whether there's a halacha, there's a concept of going straight in the normal way. Gagin halalu ein ochlin sham kachi kachim. The roofs of the azara, you're not allowed to eat kachi kachim in. You're allowed to eat in the azara, but not on the roofs. Vein shoftim sham kachim kalim. You can't shecht kachi kalim up there either. Kachi kalim can be eaten outside in the entire city, but they have to be shechted in the azara. The tummy shenichnas derech gagin lahechal pater. And if a tummy person flies in through the roof, he's pater shenemar ve'la mikdash lo tavo derech bia asra Torah. Right? Derech bia, it has to come in the straight, regular way. Fine. So now we get back to a line that we had back in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak on Daf Yud Dalet. So what do we say there? V'zui misses aseishim and mikdash ein chayav aleha. This case where somebody becomes tummy in the Beis HaMikdash that's the misses aseh that you're not chayav for. So that was quoting from a Mishnah in Har Yos, but we had no idea what that was talking about. So now the Gemara is going to explain it. Hei chakai to kamar zuhi. What's the Mishnah referring to when the Mishnah says, "Oh, this is the case"? This is the case, but what's it referring to? This, as if we said this somewhere else. So, Hasam Kai, it's referring to over there, a later Masechta Nezikin, Masechas Harios, where it says there, what's the concept, the biggest sugi in Masechas Harios, is the concept of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. When the Bezdin, the great Sanhedrin, tells Bnei Yisrael to do something, most of them do it, and then the Bezdin realizes their mistake. So instead of every individual person bringing a carbon chatas, there's a special din called Bezdin brings one carbon. And that's mechaber for everybody. A par helm lever shall sefer. If Rove of Klal Yisrael, by the way, Rove of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. This is one of those halachas that has nothing to do with Mitzvah Satulis Baretz, but it goes by Eretz Yisrael. Because the Gemara says, Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that's the kahal. That's kahal. Right, special din, certain halachas apply to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, even though they don't have to do with Trumas and Maisras. This is one of them. So anyway, so the Gemara says Hasam Koi, it's referring to that. Ein chayavin ala seva la losa shivishiba mikdash. These halachas, if Bezdin improperly paskins that this tummy person could stay in the base of Mikdash, they don't bring a carbon for that. They don't bring a paralam davar shel tzibur. Why? Because the rule is, Rashi quotes it here, paralam davar shel tzibur is only brought when the yachid would bring a carbon chatas. But here, what would the yachid bring? Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav? Olav Yorid. So that's why there's no Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur is only if the Yachid would bring a Chatas, the Tzibur, the Bezdin would bring a Par. But here is Olav Yorid. So therefore, it wouldn't apply. Same thing. If you're not sure whether you did Knisa LeMikdash, you don't bring an Ashem Tali. And Ashem Tali, we also mentioned this, Ashem Tali is brought whenever you're not sure if you did an Avera, that would be Mechayev. You a Chatas, you bring an Ashem Tali. Just in case. If you ever find out that you did it for sure, you have to bring a chatas. But in the interim, you bring an Ashem Tali. An Ashem Tali is only brought if you would be chayav a chatas if you did it for sure. You chayav an Ashem Tali if you're not sure. But Olav Yored, for sure, does not lead to an Ashem Tali b'safek. Right, that's the first line of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah added, Aval chayav an alasev alos asei shebenida. But you are chayav an Ashem Talu, you are chayav on a paralam davar shel tzibur, in a case if Bezdin gives a wrong sock related to Nida. Related to Nida. Rashi says basically it's lav dafka Nida. It's all Isurei Kares. All Isurei Kares with Chatas. That's a regular paralam davar shel tzibur. All those cases would be chayav. Why do we pick Nida? Because the example of Nida that we're going to give is an exact parallel to the case that we're talking about. What are we talking about? You're inside and improperly came outside. Bezdin didn't give you the proper direction, instructions to come outside. So it's the same thing, the exact case of Nida, as we're going to mention right now, that man and a woman were together, and he improperly exited. So it's a similar type of case. That's why we picked the case of Nida, even though it applies to all of the cases. And also Hashem Tali, because it would be a chatas, but for sure, so Hashem Tali b'safik. V'kamar, and so if we explain, Zui misses Aseh Sheba Mikdash, in Chayav an Aleha, so this is the Aseh Sheba Mikdash that you're not Chayav, the Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, the Ezui misses Aseh Sheba Nida Shechayav an Aleha, Hayimashah Mishim Tahorah, as the Mishnah said, a man is living with his wife, Va'amra Lo Nitmesi, and she all of a sudden said, I became a Nida, Upiresh Miyad, and he exited right away, instead of first waiting till he calms down, and then leaving. So in that case, Chayiv, his Chayiv, Mibneshi Yitziyaso, Hana Lo Kibiyaso. Because the exit is also Hana to him, and Hana is part of the Mechayiv of Arayos. We've had in the past that even if somebody is Misasik B'chalavim V'Arayos, somebody is involved in an Avera of eating or Arayos, and they don't even realize they're involved in the Avera. Misasik, the Gemara says, you're Chayiv anyway. Even though generally Misasik, you're Pater, here you're Chayiv anyway. Why? Shekein Nehene. The Hana component of eating and relations, so that Hana plays a central role, and here too, it plays a central role as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, this is where we get into. We get into halachas of Nida, and other issues come up right here in the Masechta. That's why the Rif has a couple of blot on Hilchas Nida right here. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, the Parsha Shiur will be tonight.